different faith traditions. But really, the whole issue of the dedication of a child is a promise. And there are multiple promises that are taking place in the midst of this. In fact, we are given a conditional promise from the Old Testament that if you train up a child in the way that they are supposed to be going, according to God's word and according to God's purpose and plan, when they grow old, they'll follow that path. They'll continue after that way. When a parent brings their child before the church and before the church family and they are bringing them for dedication, there's really not anything mystical or magical that's going to happen. You're not going to bring a child up here and take home a completely different child, okay? If that happens, then we haven't done our job with church security, I guess. But if you think that through the ritual of baby dedication or the dedication of children, we do children of all ages are being dedicated this morning. If you think that is going to take a erring child and bring them back to the straight and narrow, it's probably going to leave you disappointed when you go away this morning. What it is the parents are making a promise before God that they are committed to and desiring to and wanting to raise and train that child to know Jesus Christ, to know who He is, to know what He has done, ultimately to come to faith in Him, trusting Him as their personal Savior, and they want to be able to raise that child in a place and in a context in which that child will grow to know and to understand and to reproduce their faith in their children's lives and even into that next generation. But there's also a commitment that's being made by the body of Christ. As a church family, if you are just visiting today or if you've been here for a little while, I hope it's very obvious to you that we take very, very seriously the nurturing, the training, the instructing of our families and of our children. If you'd come through here on a Wednesday night during the main part of the school year, you would get run over by hundreds of children just everywhere that are being trained and taught and nurtured. And it's an incredible thing to watch the body of Christ invest in the hearts and the lives of children and of youth and of young adults and of families. And we are so honored and privileged that families trust us with that. And so the church is making a commitment as well to say, you know what, we're not going to raise your children for you, but we're going to come alongside you to help to equip you, to supply you, to support you in everything that you need to raise and to train and to nurture these children. In Psalm 127, it says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep." And he goes on and he says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." And what I want you to understand this morning is that as you see these families coming before you and coming before God so that their families might be dedicated to the Lord in this way, it is ceremony, okay? There is ritual and ceremony involved in it, but it is much deeper and much more significant than that. These families are saying publicly, we are devoted to, we are committed to nurturing and training and raising these children to know and to love the Lord Jesus Christ. And in today's world and in today's culture, that is an incredible challenge. But in today's world and in today's culture, there is nothing needed more than godly Christian homes and families that are making that commitment and following through with it and just watching children grow to know and to love Jesus. I've shared this with some of you, but we have an increase in grandchildren anticipated in our family. My second son and his wife have been through their training. They are going to foster to adopt. And it's a sibling set, and there's four children in this sibling set.
And so they actually went out and bought a van, very similar to our church van, so they could at least haul their family around, because they're going to go from 5 children to 9 children, Lord willing, this fall as they do this. But, you know, they are so convinced that this is what God has called them to do, and they are so convicted of a need to provide a godly Christian home and family that they're willing to do that, and they don't mind making Christmas really expensive for the grandparents. And so we're okay with that, but we're just excited to watch that. And as I was watching the video this morning, I was just sitting there in tears thinking, you know what? That little guy's got a chance to know Jesus Christ where otherwise he may not have had. And I'm looking at our families that are raising their children, and I am just so thrilled to see and to know the heart of this congregation and the heart of this community to raise godly families. It's the best, hardest thing you'll ever do. And what a heritage. What an honor and what a privilege. And so if you're participating this morning, I didn't get to catch up with you. I caught up with most of you as you came in. We're going to follow the order in the bulletin. And so if you just kind of follow the ones that are ahead of you, you'll know that you're going to be next. And we'll have you come up. And what we're going to do is we're going to share with you a little bit about the family, introduce you to the parents and the children. And we're going to have prayer for them. And I'm going to ask as we go through, we have 12 children that will be dedicated this morning. I think there's 8 families, something like that. And as they come up, I would ask that you would consider committing to praying for one or more of these children. And there will be an opportunity, if I remember to do this right, there will be an opportunity for you to make a public commitment to say, just by the raising of your hand, I will commit to pray for that child and commit to pray for that family as God brings them to my remembrance and as those parents are raising that child. Okay? So we're going to get rolling with this. I'm going to invite the Colemans to come up first. Caleb and Amanda are bringing 3 children up to be, well, a daughter and 2 young men. I guess you're getting through the children's stage here pretty quickly. Could you hold this? This is a gift for your family, okay? And I want to introduce you to them as we have them here. The oldest is Connor, and it's been just such a joy to watch Connor growing in his faith. Connor is a bit reserved, but he is a very caring young man. He loves playing football. He loves being outside and engaging in nature. Logan is number 2 here, and Logan, it says here he is all boy, lots of energy, craves to know about the world and the people around him. And Logan and I have gotten to know each other as well a little bit, and I just love spending time with him. And Eliana is their daughter, and it says here that she's spunky. Are you spunky? Do you know what spunky is? Spunky means you got a lot of energy and you're awesome. Do you have awesome energy? Mm-hmm. And Shy went in front of people. Everything she does, she loves to do with gusto. One of the questions we ask the families as they're preparing for this is, why would you like to dedicate your children? And this is what they've shared with us. We desire to stand before God and our church family to express our ongoing commitment to fulfill our highest and holy calling as parents, to raise our children to know and love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, to ask our church family for their continued love, prayers, and accountability as we train our children in the way that they should go. We commit Connor, Logan, and Eliana to the Holy Spirit's keeping and his children for their continued sanctification in the knowledge that one day we will stand before God and give an account of all of our thoughts and actions. We commit our family to his service above all else so that we may one day hear, well done, good and faithful servants, enter into the joy of your master. We've also asked each family to choose a family verse, and they have chosen from Malachi chapter 4, and I just love this, that God will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. And it says we've chosen this passage to be our family verse as we are seeing God at work in our midst, and we strive to win our children's hearts daily for the Lord. And these guys have been part of our church family for several years now, and it's just been really awesome to watch God at work in your lives. And we're not going to be spectators. We're going to be participants, helping you guys just to cheer for you and to encourage you and to equip you as we continue doing this. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something very awkward, okay? I want you to turn around and look at the front wall for a minute. And why, they're not going to peek, right? And I'm doing this simply because some of you would prefer to pray in private and some of you would prefer to let them know. If you want them to know you're praying for them, let them know. But I wonder if I could get several of you to commit to praying for Connor. Thank you. Thank you. And for Logan. Thank you. And for Eliana. All right. I appreciate it. Turn back around. Let's have a word of prayer with you guys. Thank you so much, Father, for this family. We rejoice in seeing a mom and a dad who are learning to know you more deeply and intimately, that have a heart to see their children learning and growing. I pray for each of these children. You have created them uniquely in their personalities and in their interests and their abilities. And I pray, Father, that they would grow in their faith and their knowledge and understanding of you. And as they do, that they would use their gifts, their talents, their abilities, their resources to bring praise, honor, and glory to you. We commit them to you with great expectation and anticipation of what you'll do in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. Bless you, man. Next are the Kellers. This is Aaron and Alexa, and they're bringing James Lewis up this morning. Jody and I actually had opportunity to have dinner in their home. When was that? About 3 or 4 weeks ago. We just had a great evening with these guys. They are fairly new to our church family. They've been coming out for a while, and we've just been thrilled to see them getting engaged and getting involved with us here. And they are bringing James Lewis, and he's been named after Aaron's father, James, and Alexa's father, Lewis. And the gown that he's wearing this morning goes back how many generations?
I can't remember the generations. It was 1884.
Oh, my goodness. And many of their family members, the great-grandfather and the grandfather, as well as a lot of other generations, have been dedicated to the Lord in that gown, which is really a great tradition for this family. Now, I'm giving you what they gave me, okay? So this is not my observation. This is their observation. He likes to scowl at Dad and smile at Mom. You wrote this, didn't you? Oh, you did. Okay, then we're okay. He's easygoing. He's quite alert. He likes to watch everything that's going on around him. And when asked why they wanted to dedicate James to the Lord, they said, "We seek to raise our son in a godly home, to teach him what it means to have a right relationship with God. Part of it is being an active member in the local body of believers that's within the Universal Church. Being a part of the community of believers is an integral part of living out the life that God intended mankind to live, which includes the love and support of the local church." They've chosen Ephesians 4:32, which says, "Be kind to one another, be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." And Aaron and Alexa, it is an incredible privilege for us to be a part of this celebration with you and with James and with your family. And we want to stand with you and encourage you and help you in any way that we can as a church family. You guys have been so blessed. That is awesome. Would you want to turn just for a moment? Could I see if there would be several of you that would commit to prayer? Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know this boy's going to be well prayed for. Let me pray with you guys. Father God, when a new home and a new family has a new child, we rejoice and celebrate together with that family. We recognize that the world that James has been born into is a challenging place to raise a child. But we also recognize that your word has given us everything we need for life, for godliness, for parenting, and for training. And so I pray that you will take this couple and this family and that you will ingrain your word so deeply into their hearts, to their lives, that they will be able to train and nurture James in a way that he will come to know you very early in life. Protect him, Father, from those years of growing up where many choices could lead him astray. Help him to follow hard after you.
I pray that his life would be a reflection of your grace and your glory, and that this family would just grow in such a way that you will be seen strong and mighty in their home, in their extended family, and in the sphere of influence that you give them in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Next are the Davises. Excuse me. These are the ones that you, the family that you saw in the video a few minutes ago. You did an awesome job in the video, by the way. Thank you. Can you hold on to this for me? Find my eyes. What's the matter? Is he going to be okay? I don't know. Brendan Liam is an incredible young man that God has brought into Dan and Mary Beth's home and given an incredible big brother in Callan. His name means determination, which I think is quite appropriate. His middle name means determination, and he is determined, and it says he's a very opinionated young man. And I guess when you're battling what this guy has been battling, you've got to have your opinion. He had a very difficult, traumatic early childhood, but now is in a place of love and is forever home. He's very social. He loves people. He's always trying to please his big brother. And this family's hope and prayer and goal is that he grows up to love Jesus and to serve him faithfully. The reason for dedication, they tell us that he's the gift from God and he is God's child, and they're honored to have been chosen to raise him up in the way he should go. Their family verses, they have two of them. One is from Psalm 82, which says, "Give justice to the weak and the fatherless, maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute." And the other is, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." I was coming out of the office wing last week, and I opened the door, and he's standing at the nursery door with his grandmother, and he looked up and he spotted me, and he just started booking right down the hall with arms up, and I got the biggest hug ever. And so he's a very tender and affectionate guy, and we are so grateful for your heart, guys, for your willingness and your desire just to invest in his life and in their lives, and we want to stand with you and encourage you as you do that. Let me pray for the Davis family. Our Father and our God, we rejoice when we see your hand at work, and we know that your hand is so evidently upon this family because we have seen evidence of it in so many ways. Pray for Brendan as he grows. I pray for his physical strength, but I also pray for his spiritual growth and spiritual strength. I do pray also that he would come to know you early, and I pray that his challenging start physically would be a reminder of your grace throughout every year and every day of his life, that he would learn to trust you more fully because of it, and that he would be able to serve you more faithfully because of it. I pray for the Davises. I pray that your grace would abound in their lives, and that through this story that you are writing, that you would allow them to be strong and powerful witnesses of what you are capable of to hearts and lives and families that are fully devoted to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, man. Thank you, guys. See ya. Bless you, Dan. The Snavelys. Well, they're coming up. I got stopped this morning while we were singing, and I was told that there were 7 individuals yesterday that trusted Christ downtown in Lebanon as the team was out sharing Christ on the streets of Lebanon yesterday. And so we have white roses up for them, but that's exciting. These are the Snavelys. I don't think that was for you. Okay. John and Jessica. And this is Trent. How are you, man? Good to see you. And they are bringing Maxwell John. And Maxwell was born, you call him Max, right?
Max was born in September on the 18th, and he is easygoing, smiley, and relaxed. I was going over some of my notes this morning with Jody before we came, and she said, that is one laid-back, easygoing guy. And Jody just really enjoys when he's in the nursery, when she's on schedule there. But their scripture I want to read for you is from Psalm 78, and it's really a precious passage. You may want to actually jot the reference down and look through this later. It says in Psalm 78, verse 2, it says, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. You know, faithful parents lead to faithful children, and faithful children lead to faithful grandchildren. And we can see so many generations, even with our own, within our own church family, that have been faithful and the fruit of that faithfulness. And I just thank God that He redeemed my parents and that they had enough wisdom to be patient with me and for the opportunity that I have had to raise children, and now watching my children raise children. And the experience is very much the same in your family. You guys have been really blessed with a wonderful heritage. And it's just such a great opportunity to come and to dedicate Max to the Lord. And we're so grateful that we can be part of that and we can celebrate with you in that. What I want to do. You know what I forgot to do with the Davises and nobody told me? You're going to have to help me out here, guys. I didn't have anybody praying for their children. Did I do that with them? Did I miss it? If you would pray for the Davises and for Brendan and their family, would you just let me know right now? Just let me see. Okay, thank you very much. You guys turn around. I'm not going to forget with you guys. You want to hang on to this? That's not the one I have for you. I have a bigger one for you. Okay? That's for you and your family. So if you guys would just turn around just for a moment, okay? How many of you would commit to praying for Max and praying for this family? Oh, thank you. I know where your family's at. I can see all their hands are up back there. That is awesome. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for John and for Jessica and for their heart for you. It's so evident in their countenance. It's so evident in their faithfulness. And even in the way that they're raising their family. I pray for Max. I commit him to you. I pray that his life would be a reflection of your grace, of your glory, of your faithfulness. I pray that he would have a hunger for your word and for truth, that he would be a lifelong learner, and that he would be able to be used by you to be an incredible proclaimer of your word in the context in which you put him. Guard his heart, that he may come to you early in life. Guard his life that he may be found faithful. Watch over this family. Encourage them, provide for them, and show yourself faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Can I get one of those? Phew. God bless you. The Bechtels. They are bringing Waylon Paul, and then they also will have with them Tristan and Addison and Aaliyah. Is that how you say it? Aaliyah? Aaliyah and Alexandria. Did I get them all?
Yep.
All right.
Mommy.
What's the matter? Oh, I bet you would like to hold this, wouldn't you? You can hold that. Oh, don't open it yet. Just wait for a little bit. It's for your whole family. It's just a book. Yeah, it's a book, but don't tell anybody. They're bringing Waylon Paul.
and he is happy, smiley, laid back, and this little guy has had some challenges in his life as well. I'll get to that in just a moment. They are dedicating him because he is one of their miracle babies. Many people have prayed for them during their journey through infertility, and he is truly a great gift from God that has been given to this family. They've chosen John chapter 16, verse 33, which says, "I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." And they say this verse is a constant reminder that God overcame more than we could ever imagine, and he already knew the outcome of our battle with Waylon's ongoing health issues. Waylon has number one of 14 embryos, and he was the one that God handpicked for this blended bunch. He's been nothing but a blessing, and he is a laid-back little guy in which God has blessed this family, giving this family just what they needed. Let me give you a little bit of history. They say, however, things haven't been so laid back for him. He came 3 weeks early. He spent some time in the NICU. Since he's been born, there's only been 2 weeks that he didn't have a doctor's appointment. His first surgery was just a week and a half ago or so on the 3rd, where he had a surgery which dealt with his bladder that was still attached to his belly button. And then he goes back on the 17th of this month, so you can be praying for him. They're going to meet with a neurologist. He has an issue going on with his head that I can't possibly say, but it means his head is misshaped. And so they are going to be doing a CAT scan to see if some corrective surgery will need to take place because of his growth plates. God knew that these things would need to be addressed before they could even imagine, but he gave this son to them to love on and during these times. And his siblings give him more kisses than they even do the parents. And it's not easy because this family is going through a tough challenge and needs lots of prayer, and I would encourage you to continue praying for them. Can we pray together, ladies? Would that be a good time to pray? Okay. Why don't you give us a moment and we'll see. Just turn just for a moment. And can we get some commitment from you guys to pray for this family and to pray for Waylon? And especially on the 17th as he goes in for his CAT scan and further treatments. Okay. Now you can come back to the world around us and we'll pray together. Father, I pray for the Bechtel family. Thank you so much for the heart and the love that they have to raise these children, to know you, to serve you, and to honor you. I pray for Waylon. I pray, Father, for his physical needs as he goes back for his CAT scan, as he heals from his previous surgery. I pray that you would show yourself strong and mighty and that you would write a story in his life of your faithfulness that they can look back on often and see how your hand has been at work. Protect him, guard him as he grows. May he love you and honor you and serve you. And I pray, Father, for these parents that they will just have the great wisdom that they need from day to day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. God bless you, man. Oh, Seth and Jess Fortney is going to bring Mitchell. We almost made it through that one. How are you guys doing? Man, you're looking sharp today. It's pretty heavy, isn't it? Jody and I have had the privilege of really walking through the journey with these guys too, with their premarital counseling and the wedding, and just knowing them for a lot of years. And Seth and Jess have truly been blessed by God with Mitchell Eric. He's named after his grandpa, and he showed up 3 weeks early on grandpa's birthday. And I don't know how they do that, but that's pretty good. Blake is up here too. How are you doing, Blake? Pretty good? Mitchell is laid back, and he goes with the flow. He's also a pretty serious little guy, makes you work for a smile or a laugh. He's got a stubborn streak, which may pose a bit of a challenge later, and it doesn't say who he got it from. Are we going to share that or not? Oh, okay, from Seth. And he loves to be outside with his brother, and his brother entertains him. He loves to eat, laugh at his dad, go for wagon rides. They would like to dedicate him this morning because they want to publicly commit to raising their boys to love the Lord with all their heart, their soul, their mind, and their strength. And they write and they say, we don't care if they're the smartest, most athletic, or successful, or even most popular, but what our goal and our desire is to see them love the Lord and to follow Him and to love His Word. And they've chosen a great passage in 3 John chapter 1 and verse 4 that says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And it is a great joy to have families like you who are committed to that and just loving the Lord. Whoa! Dad's going to keep giving you crackers and keeping you happy. Are you doing good? Do you want to give me a moment and we'll see if we can have some folks commit to praying? Who would commit to praying for Mitchell and for this family? Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's pray. Father, I commit Seth and Jess to you and their family. I thank you so much that you have blessed them in the way that you have. You've given them the children that you have created. And now as they raise these boys, I pray that you will help them to have great wisdom and discernment in that process. I pray for Mitchell that you will help him to grow, to know you very early in life. I pray that he would learn to love you by the example he sees in his parents, his grandparents, his aunts, his uncles, his great-grandparents, and that you will help him, Father, to be hard after you in his life. Keep him from hardship that would draw him from you, but allow him to be able to navigate through those difficult times of life in a way that would make him stronger in his faith and more courageous in his witness. I pray that you will use this family for your honor and your glory in many ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you guys. Landon and Lindsay. Also, Jody and I also had the privilege of walking through the premarital counseling and being a part of these guys' wedding, and that was really a treat for us. How are you guys doing? How did you get her to sleep for this? Wake her up so everybody can see her. This is Adeline Noel. She was born in December on the 15th, and she is a happy baby. Who smiles and giggles all the time. She loves to be outside, loves watching her puppy. She's loud and loves to hear her own voice. Now I got to ask, who does she get that from? Oh, there you are awake. Welcome to the world. That's an awesome smile. Was it from you or her? Okay, we'll leave it there. She loves to hear her own voice. She gets offended when you take her food away. Now, who's that from? Okay, we'll leave that one there too. The reason they'd like to dedicate her this morning is they desire to dedicate her in front of their church family so that they can be kept accountable to raising her to love and to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They've chosen scripture from Romans chapter 12 in verse 9 to 12 that says, let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. We have been thrilled to see how God has blessed you guys. And we're just, I love watching kids raise kids. And I call you kids because you're the same age as my kids. And it's just a joy to see how you guys are doing and how God is blessing you. And we're here to stand with you, to encourage you, to cheer for you, to help you in any way that we can as a church. And we just really love having you part of our fellowship here. Father, oh, let's turn, get turned first. Who would pray for this couple and for this child? Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. Okay, let's pray. Our Father and our God, life is so precious. And the time that we have these children in our care seems to go so quickly. And so I pray for Landon and Lindsay that they would make the most of every moment and every opportunity to raise their daughter in a way that would be honoring to you. I pray that you would keep them from the distractions of the world around them and help them to stay hard after you in their faith. I pray that they would have a hunger for your word, and that they would have a hunger and a desire to teach your word to this child. I pray that she would grow in a way that would be honoring to you. Watch over her health and her strength. Take the gifts and talents and abilities that you have given her that she has not even realized or developed, and use them for your praise and your honor and glory. I pray that she would come to faith in you very early in her life, that you would keep her pure, that you would watch over her and care for her in such a way that she would know you intimately and that she would follow you with her whole life. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. The Millers, Curtis and Angela. You couldn't wait to get up here, could you? This is Alyssa Faith, and she was born May the 17th in 2018, and so you guys just missed baby dedication last year, didn't you? Her personality so far seems to be laid back. She's got lots of smiles. She's very happy and loving and a little bit spunky. Which one of you is the best babysitter? Oh, she got it first. She is what their parents have called a rainbow baby, because she has come after some miscarriages and some storms of life. And she was a surprise from God. But you know what? God wasn't surprised, was he? He had a plan and he had a purpose. And I can remember the pregnancy, and Angela had a heart attack in the middle of the pregnancy. And then Alyssa was born at 39 weeks. And it was a challenge, but God had his hand in the whole thing and showed himself to be sovereign and true and faithful in and through all of that. They also would like to dedicate this morning Aria. Did I say that right? Aria, I'm sorry. And she was born on March the 11th in 2013, and she has a personality that is bold, sassy, fierce, and strong, just like her dad. And she's not to be reckoned with, and yet she has a sweet and sensitive side too. And I raised a little girl like that, and God can do amazing things with a young lady like that. She, something special about her, we never thought it would happen so fast, but we were surprised with another blessing from God. She was saved on Good Friday, April the 19th this year, and I can remember getting that information at the Good Friday service, and she came and trusted Christ right before that service. And then Ava was born in 2011, and she's the big sister, and her personality is pretty simple. She's easygoing, she's happy, she's a helper, she loves God, and she has a beautiful soul. And it took over 3 years and a lot of doctor's visits and procedures, and being told that they would never have children of their own without the doctor's help, but God had different plans, and they learned a valuable lesson that it was not their plan to make. God was in control, and God, through this journey, actually helped for Curtis to come to Christ, and then through the process, as he realized his need for Jesus. Ava came to Christ on Sunday, April the 23rd of 2017, right after Sunday school let out. And they'd like to dedicate their family to the Lord this morning, because they said, "We desire to publicly dedicate our children to the Lord for one reason. We want to live for Jesus, and we want other Christians to hold them accountable." And so they want their friends and their family praying for them and for their daughter. Their verse is from Isaiah 41. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand." And this is another family that we have just really loved watching God at work in your lives. And some really hard times, but also just some incredible times where God has been blessing. Well, you do pretty good with her. That's awesome. Well, let me give it an opportunity to have some folks praying for your family. For Alyssa. Thank you. Now, say, is it Aria?
Aria. Aria.
I want Aria. Aria. Got it. Aria. I need a lot of prayer for Aria. Okay, thank you. And for the pastor. Who wants to pray for your pastor? Okay. And then for Ava. All right. Thank you, guys. Let's have a prayer. Thank you, Father, for Curtis and Angela and the work that you're doing in their home and their family and in their lives. We have just watched you pour out blessing upon blessing to them. In the midst of challenges and struggles, we've watched them grow in their faith, and we know that your hand is upon this family. I pray that you would grant them wisdom, not only wisdom, but incredible discernment, just to know how to raise these girls in a world that is so desperately in need of strong, powerful witnesses for you. I pray that their hearts would turn hard after you very early in their lives, that they would grow in purity to know you and to love you and to serve you. And we'll thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. God bless you guys. Wow, we made it through. I always wonder, timing-wise, if we'll make it or not. And today we did. I'd like to invite you to stand with me if we could. I'm going to pray, and then we will close with how deep the Father's love. Father, what a privilege to have loving, godly husbands, wives, families committed to raising their children to know you and love you. Help us as a church. Help us to constantly be evaluating the ministry that we're doing and the way that we're doing it so we can be most effective. And coming alongside and providing resources and equipping and helping these families. Be with us as pastors and as elders and deacons and Sunday school teachers and Awana leaders and youth leaders and servants throughout this ministry. That we would give godly examples in the way that we live and the way that we love and the way that we serve. So that your name can be held high. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.